Choosing local milk and cream with the National Dairy Council guarantees to support our local economy and brings home the taste of natural goodness. The National Dairy Council, sponsors of Countrywide.
First off this week, I was sent home to West Clare, but I stopped off in Ennis to find out about the greening of the FLA, by which we mean how the organisers of the FLA are taking serious steps to cut down the environmental impact of this huge annual event. First off, I made it to O'Connor's Bakery. O'Connor's are a long-established family business in Clare. Geraldine Gregan is food scientist with O'Connor's, and I asked her about the greening of the FLA.
It means, Margie, that along with serving up good food during the FLA, we're conscious of what's involved as regards waste management on the occasion. The last time the FLA was held in Ennis was in 1977, and times have changed completely. All sorts of variety of products to serve up now with packaging and with takeaway food to keep in mind. And we're asking the people that will attend, hopefully they'll have a fantastic time, that they'll be conscious of the greening of the FLA, in other words, controlling our waste, using our compostable cups, minimising, say, packaging. Families come in together and we, you know, distribute in one sort of type packaging and that sort of attitude. We've been part of the green programme for a number of years in conjunction with advice from Clare County Council, buying locally from local supply of raw materials and bulk buying, as well as being conscious of, you know, quality and food safety. So it works along nicely with the whole package.
Something like 400,000 visitors expected. So this aspect of the FLA, the greening of the FLA, as it's now being called, is very important.
Absolutely, Marty.
Because you're a food scientist, that it is important in terms of the ingredients and everything else.
Absolutely. Priority for O'Connor's, and a family-owned company that has always been conscious of carbon footprint. Let me put it this way. O'Connor's, when they set up the business first, you talk about carbon footprint, they had their own hatchery, you know, to bring their own eggs from their own farm.
Really?
So that was minimising carbon footprint, if ever there was, you know. So it's inbuilt to the O'Connor group.
Pat Stevens, you're the manager of Limerick Clare Energy Agency. I notice here these compostable 100% cups.
Yes, yes.
This is going to be part and parcel of life here in Ennis during the FLA.
It is. It's important for us that we can minimise the amount of waste that we create associated with the FLA. The compostable cups are one aspect of that. We'll also have the glassware as well. And we'll also be looking at, obviously, the energy efficiency and the reductions, if we can achieve it, in water as well. So this year, as part of what we're trying to do, is we're trying to introduce carbon footprinting, where we introduce the methodology that we're going to use for calculating the actual kgs of CO2 associated with the visitors to the FLA.
Well, the carbon footprint is important. My waistline is important. But every time I come to O'Connor's Bakery, the chocolate gâteau, the Black Forest gâteau, the slices of lemon meringue, the chocolate eclairs, I just have to have something. You don't mind?
No, not at all. Fair cupcakes as well, Marty.
Templegate Hotel. Catherine speaking. How may I help you?
Well, I've moved down the road to the Templegate Hotel, a family-owned business by the Maddens family. And the general manager here at the hotel is Paul Madden. And Paul, I know that you're really looking forward to the FLA here in Ennis, but it's a big logistical nightmare, I suppose, in some ways, but certainly a pleasant nightmare.
I think the challenge with the FLA is that we'll have upwards of 400,000 people over the course of a week. You know, we are going to, as a hospitality body generally in Ennis, go with the plastic-only policy in our bars throughout the busy part of the week, certainly from the Wednesday through to the Sunday, based on the volume of people. So there will be no glass on the streets. You know, where possible, we're trying to get as many compostable glasses as possible into our bars. And obviously that makes for a more green FLA from that environment. And certainly in regards to plastics, you know, we'll have a team of volunteers. I think there's upwards of 1,500 in Ennis generally, along with the hospitality people themselves, where we'll be going around with pickers, and we have various recycling banks around the town centre. Certainly in our area, at the front of the hotel, we have three large recycling banks. So we will be very conscious that we recycle where possible. We'll be encouraging patrons to have fun, enjoy themselves, but to be conscious that we're trying to make it a green zone.
And the people you've spoken to already, customers here, is there a positive attitude to that?
I think there is, and I think, you know, there's an onus on us as well from a safety perspective as well, you know, with so many people, that everyone enjoys the fla. It's a family-orientated event, as you're aware, and we want to keep it that way. We want it to be the best fla ever. That's our underlying motto, really, for the week. So whatever we can do, be it from a green point of view or just from a service point of view, we want to make it 100% the best one ever.
Good weather and no glasses, plastic all the way, and to be very conscious of safety and also of your environment.
100%. I think that's the thing. We want people to enjoy themselves. We want them to have fun. We don't want to make it so restrictive for them to have fun with lots of regulations. But certainly we're just asking them to be conscious. I think generally people are conscious, and we are in our business here. We're conscious of the whole green effect constantly all year round. So for that one week with a lot of people, we just put an extra effort.
Well, well done, and the best of luck to everybody in Clare. Paul Madden from the Templegate Hotel, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marty. Thanks.
Now, Karen Foley joins me from the Limerick studio. Karen is the Environmental Awareness Officer for Clare County Council, Chair of the Green Fla Subcommittee, and who definitely has a good idea indeed what's going on. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Marty.
Now, you've got a fair idea of what I'm going to ask you, because everybody is going green these days, and while we're all talking the talk, are you walking the walk, so to speak?
Oh, I think we are, Marty. We are following what's called the EPA, Local Authority Prevention Network, Green Your Festival programme. So there's steps in place there that, you know, we're going to implement for Fla Ceolna here in Ennis. And I suppose one of the first steps was that the committee and the organisers were committed to it, and they have been absolutely fantastic. In Ennis, we're building on the experience in Sligo and Cavan, and you know, we're going to try and take it a step further and take into account what they learned, and you know, try and have the minimum impact on the environment as possible.
I have to say, Karen, following my visit to Ennis, I learned a fair bit about what was happening, and business certainly will be under a lot of pressure. 400,000 visitors expected at the end of August in the capital town of Clare, down in Ennis. Is the green fla too much of a challenge for them, do you think?
Well, many businesses in Ennis already have good green credentials, so the Green Fla business programme is kind of making them aware of what they know already, and, you know, for them to be mindful that it's going to be so busy, and you know, so that they can put, be aware of the little steps that they can make that can have a good impact on the environment, but also at the end of the day, cut their costs, because when the fla is over and the bills come, you know, that's when they'll, you know, the realisation will hit, you know, the amount of waste, the amount of water that we use, the amount of energy that would be used. So,
And how are you getting the message out to the business community?
Well, we had Green Fla business seminar there at the end of June, and we had a great turnout. We are providing support in terms of, you know, visiting them in the weeks leading up to the fla. So the EPA Green Business Team are assisting with that, and we'll be going door to door, meeting with businesses and giving them tips and advice. And there's some great tools there as well. The EPA Green Business Team have a fantastic tool that in their own time businesses can log on and do like a little checklist and get tips and advice that would be applicable to their own business, because I suppose every business is different, you know.
So the business community in the town of Ennis has responded positively to all of this. And the other interview I did there with Paul emphasised the fact that plastic is going to be everywhere. There'll be no glasses allowed.
Yes, that is a big challenge. I mean, I suppose there is 400,000 visitors coming to Ennis, and the priority is health and safety. And there is a glass ban, and plastic glasses will have to be used. So, you know, in terms of visitors coming to the town, I would urge them to use the recycling stations. There's going to be many of these located on the streets of Ennis, at the venues, at the campsites, at the park and rides. So, you know, we want to minimise the littering, I suppose, essentially on the streets, and encourage people to use these, seek them out and use them, and there'll be plenty of them available. So that is important.
So that's also part of the message, because the visitors obviously need to be catered for, and this is a big event for the Bannock County in the sense of 400,000 visitors. What about the visitors? Can they do anything to support the Green Fla?
Well, there's lots they can do. I mean, as I said just there, to use the recycling stations. I suppose simple things like turning off the lights in the hotel or accommodation they're staying in, turning off taps, you know, to reduce the amount of water being used. And, you know, and to support particularly the food traders in the town that will be there. And they're going to be using compostable packaging, which is absolutely fantastic. Mm. You know, and all this can go into the food waste bin, and it goes for anaerobic digestion. And that's all really, really good for the environment. And it's, you know, keeping the circular economy, nice buzzword there, going, and seeing waste as a resource. And yeah, so I'd really encourage visitors to support those traders and businesses using compostable packaging. And
we're expecting, Karen, obviously hotels and bed and breakfasts in the area around Innes to be full, but campsites as well will be fairly busy. What can they do?
Campsites can do lots of things. They can even start thinking from now. You know, waste prevention is something that must be kept in mind. You know, people, like, you don't want to go on holidays, whether it's campsite accommodation, and you have a young family and you do a big shop and you have great intentions of having lovely healthy meals, and then you can see, oh my God, there's some lovely fantastic cafes, restaurants, and, you know, lots of lovely food, and that kind of goes out the window. So just be mindful, like simple things like shopping local. You know, there's fantastic cafes, restaurants, bars and food traders and everything in Ennis that the temptation will be there to eat. So, you know, just be mindful and not to go mad and buy a whole load of food and not use it. And then that ends up being going to waste, you know, essentially.
It's a huge project, and I believe that the Clare Volunteer Centre is recruiting 1,500 volunteers to help out in the FLA. Some of the volunteers will obviously be dedicated to the greening of the FLA. What exactly will they be doing?
The volunteers have a very important role in the greening of the FLA. Their presence alone will act as a reminder to, you know, to use the bins and to minimise their impact on the environment. They have an environmental education awareness role. If people have any queries, they'll be able to assist. They're very important. They'll be picking up litter, and, you know, when things get really busy, they're going to be there and they're going to be, you know, helping out and keeping the Green FLA programme kind of alive throughout the week itself.
So not alone is it pre the event, during the event, obviously it'll be post-event as well. Are there any other organisations helping you out?
We have had fantastic support, Marty. You know, Clare County Council Environment Section are doing a lot of work. the Southern Regional Waste Management Office and Pat there from the Limerick Clare Energy Agency. We had the EPA Local Authority Prevention Network are brilliant, and the EPA Green Business Team, who are going to be in Ennis assisting businesses over the coming weeks. And I have to mention Clean Technology Centre. Innes Tidy Towns, they're fantastic tidy towns, so they're very much involved as well. And as well as, I have to mention, Clare Castle Tidy Towns, who are going to be helping out at the big camping and caravan site there in Clare Castle GAA. And also, I cannot finish off today without mentioning the fantastic support I've had from Martin Garrigan. He's a local business representative, and he has been instrumental in the introducing the compostable cup for the FLA.
Not combustible.
I think it's got a new name that it keeps springing to mind, now combustible, but no, he's been absolutely fantastic, and he's been very supportive to the Green FLA programme. So I must acknowledge that.
Now, it's good, obviously, to raise awareness and cut down waste. The elephant in the corner, though, Karen, is, of course, actually energy use, transport and electricity that has the most effect on the future of the planet. Most of the audience that's coming to the FLA in Ennis will be coming by car. And as we know, there is big resistance to wind energy in much of rural Ireland. So how do you get greater use of renewable energy?
Well, I suppose simple things like, you know, taking the bus down, carpooling, using the shuttle buses and the buses that will be provided for the FLA. And, you know, if you have to bring a car, just park it up and avail of those that will be available during the week of the FLA. And of course, I mean, you can't beat it. The best of all is walking or cycling and not using any vehicles at all. But, you know, simple things like that. And of course, you know, been aware, been very aware of, you know, the energy, you know, things you can do to be more energy efficient, and you know, watching the lights and different bits and bobs, and supporting the businesses who are taking the steps to be more energy efficient and water, you know, conserving their waters and being very conscious about waste prevention and all that. And, you know, that all matters, and that all helps towards, you know, minimising the impact of this event on our local environment, which, you know, we've got a beautiful county. We're so proud of it. And, you know, we just want it to be very, to come across well and be nice and clean and have a good, green, clean image.
Well, yeah. You're certainly making a huge effort. Loads of texts coming in, Karen. Cavan say that they started the Green Fla. That comes in from Catherine Fox.
Yes.
Sligo won Festival of the Year last year for its hosting of the Fla. Sligo pioneered the Green Fla in 2014, keeping the town spotless throughout the 20 days, says Barclay. And we're well done to Sligo and Cavan. And Claire, we'll be continuing on that trend, we hope.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we wish you well. The Fla runs in Ennis from the 14th to the 22nd of August. More details and links at rt.ie/countrywide. And we wish everybody in the greening of the Fla, and indeed the Fla itself, 400,000 visitors coming to Ennis, 14th of August, 22nd. And you will be most welcome and enjoy the Banner County. Karen Foley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marty.